At Bradford Products in Leland, steel is the name of the game. Mark Miller is the company's chief financial officer.
Yes, we're a manufacturer of stainless steel pools, spas, therapy vessels, steam rooms, saunas. We sell to primarily the commercial industry, resorts, hotels, developments all across the world. We have participated in projects in Kuwait, Qatar, did the Four Seasons in Moscow, several projects, the Embassy Gardens in London.
Business is good. The 150 employees are busy. Since the last recession, the company has grown. But a trade war and tariffs can change that.
Many of our producers of the stainless steel do buy steel from outside of the country to produce that product. So there's a piece of that 25% tariff. We've pretty much calculated it out to be about, it'll affect us about 6%.
Miller is not alone. Across the Cape Fear region and the state, businesses are scrambling to figure out the impact that the shifting trade landscape could have. The Trump administration has imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from the European Union and also Canada and Japan. And President Trump has announced he's ready to raise U.S. tariffs on $500 billion worth of Chinese imports. Earlier this month, the U.S. levied tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods. With such moves comes retaliation. Those countries slap tariffs on imports from the U.S. Dan Soquez is an economist at the University of Carolina, Wilmington. He says those in and around the agriculture business could also take a hit.
Primarily, it's agricultural, it's animal products. Pork is one of the primary targets in terms of retaliatory tariffs from China. Not only China, but now from the EU. Tobacco is going to hit not Elizabethtown, Blaine County primarily, but other counties as well.
He says 25% of pork produced in this state is exported.
Our largest exporter is by far Canada for North Carolina. After that, it's Mexico and China.
There's really nothing good that can come of trade wars.
John Hayes is the executive director of the North Carolina Foreign Trade Promotion Council. He says the back and forth tariffs know no borders when it comes to effects on businesses, from the port of Wilmington to a mom-and-pop hardware store in Bladen County.
And when you import something that's all of a sudden 25% more, it's going to change the way in which you're thinking about manufacturing, and then at the same term, your buyers will say, wait a minute, that is just too expensive.
Last week, in a letter to President Trump, Governor Roy Cooper described the damage being done to North Carolina's farmers and manufacturers by the administration's escalating trade war. He said that the state's manufacturers could be harmed by rising costs of aluminum and steel, and emphasized the damage already being done to the state's agriculture industry, particularly pork and tobacco farmers. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.